All right, buckle up, because today we're diving into something that frankly has me a bit baffled. The future of TV advertising. I mean, we're living in the age of streaming, binging our favorite shows anytime, anywhere. So it's wild to think those ads on traditional television are not just surviving, but apparently thriving.
It's true. Reports of TV advertising's demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Exactly. And we've got this report claiming TV advertising is entering a bold new, quote-unquote, golden age.
Mm-hmm.
TV's future is much more than connected. A guide to navigating TV advertising's next golden era. That's the full title.
Okay.
A golden age. Color me intrigued, but also a tad skeptical.
Well, I can tell you from my years in the advertising world, this industry loves a good comeback story. And this report makes a compelling case, starting with the fact that declaring TV dead completely misses the mark.
Right. It's like that old Mark Twain quote, reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Exactly.
And this report has the numbers to back it up. Get this. Linear TV. You know those old school cable or antenna broadcasts?
Yeah.
They still make up a whopping 56% of all TV viewing time. That's more than half.
Wow.
It's like streaming is the trendy new restaurant down the street,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's still crowding into the old diner for comfort food.
Yeah, I like that analogy. And here's another compelling point, right? The report states 81% of TV viewers say an ad has influenced a purchase decision.
Really?
People are still watching, and those ads are working.
So people are still buying things they see advertised on TV.
Mm.
Which I guess makes sense. I mean, we're bombarded with ads everywhere online, but there's something about those TV commercials.
Mm.
Maybe it's the bigger screen or the shared experience that seems to cut through the noise.
Absolutely. But it's not as simple as just throwing money at traditional TV ads anymore. The TV advertising landscape has become much more complex, particularly with the rise of connected TV or CTV.
Okay, CTV. That's where things get really interesting for me, and I'm betting for our listeners too.
Sure.
But before we get too far into the weeds, can you give us the breakdown? What's the difference between linear TV and CTV? Because honestly, sometimes it feels like I'm just watching TV.
You're spot on. For the average viewer, those lines are blurring more and more. Think of linear TV as the trusty old friend. You know, it's scheduled programming broadcast over the airwaves or through cable.
Mm-hmm.
You tune in at a specific time to catch your favorite show, just like we all did growing up. CTV, on the other hand, it's like the adventurous friend. It's all about on-demand content delivered via the internet. Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, all those streaming platforms fall under that CTV umbrella.
So linear TV is like appointment viewing, while CTV is like having a library of entertainment at your fingertips.
Precisely. And the ads on those streaming platforms, those are what we call CTV advertising. And that's where this whole golden age idea gets really interesting. It might not be about one format dominating the other, but rather how advertisers can reach the right people with the right message at the right time, regardless of how those viewers are consuming content. And that's where the potential, but also the challenges of CTV really come into play.
Okay, so CTV promised to revolutionize TV advertising. The idea of bringing that digital-style targeting and measurement to the big screen, that felt like a real game changer. I remember when everyone was talking about it, like the second coming of, well, great advertising. But this report, it actually says, and I quote, it's almost too good to be true. And as we all know, that usually means?
There's a catch. Or in CTV's case, several catches.
Okay.
While the report highlights the potential, it doesn't shy away from the pitfalls.
All right, so spill the tea. What are these CTV advertising gotchas we need to watch out for?
Well, the first hurdle is the sheer number of streaming platforms out there. Think about how many services you subscribe to. Now multiply that by, well, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
For advertisers, it's like trying to herd cats, attempting to reach their target audience across this ever-expanding universe of platforms.
It's true. I feel like I add a new streaming service every other week, and then I spend the next month trying to remember which one has the show I actually want to watch.
Exactly. And each of these platforms has its own ad inventory, its own targeting mechanisms, its own pricing structure. It gets very complicated very quickly.
Okay, so a fragmented marketplace is a major pain point.
Hmm.
What else?
Targeting accuracy is another big one. Remember, CTV ads are often targeted at the household level, not the individual. The report gives a hilarious example of a vacuum ad perfectly targeted towards a middle-aged man, but it's actually his teenage daughter watching the show.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me of the time I got served an ad for lawn care products, and I live in a tiny studio apartment. Clearly, Someone categorized me based on my building's demographics and not my actual lifestyle. Talk about a marketing myth.
Precisely. And these inaccuracies happen all the time with CTV. Advertisers are relying on data that might be outdated, incomplete, or just plain wrong. You end up wasting money showing ads to people who are never going to buy your product.
Okay, fragmented marketplace, targeting headaches, anything else?
Uh-huh.
Because right now, CTV sounds less like a golden age and more like a headache waiting to happen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's more. Let's talk about the dreaded frequency issue.
Okay.
We've all been there, right? You're enjoying your favorite streaming show, completely engrossed, only to be bombarded by the same ad for, say, dish soap.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
And don't even get me started. It's like, I get it. You clean dishes. By the end, I almost want to boycott the product out of sheer annoyance.
Exactly. It's counterproductive.
Yep.
The report explains that CTV audiences are often much smaller and more niched than linear TV audiences. So if you're targeting a specific group of people and your ad inventory is limited, you end up showing them the same ad multiple times during a single viewing session.
So instead of a light touch, it's like hitting people over the head with your message. Not exactly a recipe for success.
And if that weren't enough, there's one more big hurdle measurement. Remember how CTV was supposed to bring digital-like accountability to TV advertising?
Yeah, that was the big selling point.
Well, it turns out it's not quite that simple. This report tells this crazy story about an advertiser who received wildly different performance results, depending on which measurement source they used.
Okay, so we've gone through the CTV obstacle course, and it sounds more like a digital minefield than a golden age. But before I swear off streaming and retreat to the comforting glow of my old antenna TV, this report does offer a solution. And it's something we touched on earlier, strategically combining linear and CTV.
Exactly. It's not about choosing one over the other. It's about finding the right balance. The report calls this an all-inclusive approach, and it makes a lot of sense.
I'm all ears. Why is combining linear and CTV so powerful? Convince me.
Well, for starters, you're maximizing your reach. Remember that stat we mentioned earlier about traditional TV still making up the majority of viewing time?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, actually, given how much everyone talks about streaming these days.
Right. Well, the report cites data from EffectViews showing that a staggering 73% of multi-screen campaign reach came from, you guessed it, linear TV. So even with the rise of streaming, traditional TV still casts a very large net.
So even if you're trying to reach those cord cutters and dedicated streamers, you're saying there's still a huge audience that's reachable through traditional TV.
Absolutely. But here's where the all-inclusive approach gets really savvy. You're also capturing those cord cutters and light linear viewers through CTV. So win-win, covering all your bases.
Okay, I see the logic there. But beyond just reaching more people, does combining the two actually make the advertising itself more effective?
It does, and this is where it gets really interesting. There's a powerful concept in advertising called the halo effect. It means that exposure to a brand on one channel actually boosts the effectiveness of your ads on other channels.
You mean like seeing a billboard for, say, a new brand of eco-friendly sneakers on my morning commute,
yeah,
and then when I'm scrolling online later, I see their ad, and I'm more likely to click on it because it's already on my mind.
Exactly. It's all about building familiarity and trust across multiple touch points. Your brain subconsciously registers that first encounter, and then bam, the next time you see that brand, it's like a friendlier face in the crowd. And because linear TV has that broad reach and established brand-building power, it creates this powerful halo effect for CTV campaigns.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so reach, halo effect. It's all starting to come together. But let's talk about the bottom line for a second. Isn't this all-inclusive approach way more expensive?
That's a common misconception. It's not about spending more, it's about spending smarter. By combining linear and CTV strategically, you can actually find the most cost-effective ways to reach your target audience. For instance, a certain demographic might be incredibly budget-friendly to reach through linear TV, while targeting them solely through streaming might cost a small fortune. It's all about finding those sweet spots.
So it's like a puzzle, figuring out which pieces fit best. Linear, CTV, different targeting methods,
yeah,
and putting them together in a way that makes sense for your budget and your goals.
Exactly. And the report even talks about how AI and other technologies are making it easier to optimize these complex campaigns across linear and CTV. It takes the guesswork out of the equation.
All right. So technology to the rescue. But I'm always curious to hear about how these strategies play out in the real world. Did this report have any case studies that really brought this all-inclusive approach to life?
Yes. There are a couple that really stood out to me. The first one is about a company called Nuts.com, you know, the snack company.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Well, they repositioned their brand and amplified that message through a strategic mix of linear and CTV advertising, led to some pretty incredible growth.
So what did they do differently?
Well, they were originally positioning themselves as an online grocery store, which, while accurate, didn't really light a fire in people's minds. But they did some market research and realized their strength was in the snack category. They were the go-to for those hard-to-find treats and everyone's favorite snacks.
Makes sense. They're known for having a huge selection.
Exactly. So they shifted their messaging to focus on being the ultimate destination for all things snacks, and they used TV advertising, both linear and CTV, to broadcast that message to a massive audience.
And it worked.
It did. They saw a massive increase in brand awareness, ad recognition, and most importantly, sales. It shows the power of refining your message and then using both linear and CTV to amplify it effectively.
So Nuts.com found success by homing in on their strengths and going all in on TV advertising. What was the other case study?
The other one that caught my eye was about Joybird, the furniture company. They were already doing some digital marketing, but they wanted to expand their reach and attract a wider customer base.
Furniture on TV. It's a classic for a reason.
It is. But what Joybird did really well was use AI to optimize their media buys across both linear and CTV. They were able to achieve incredibly low overlap between their linear and streaming audiences.
Meaning they weren't wasting money showing the same ads to the same people over and over again.
Exactly. They were able to introduce their brand to a ton of new potential customers without wasting a single advertising dollar. And their return on ad spend through the roof. It's a testament to how powerful a data-driven approach can be.
Okay, so two very different companies, both seeing incredible success by incorporating this all-inclusive TV approach. It's making me rethink my entire outlook on TV advertising.
It's exciting, isn't it? It's not just a theory, it's a strategy that's delivering real results across all kinds of industries. It really drives home the idea that TV isn't going anywhere, it's evolving. And those who adapt and evolve with it are the ones who will reap the rewards.
It all circles back to that golden age idea. Maybe it's not about one single format dominating, but rather about marketers embracing this evolving landscape and finding smart, creative ways to leverage the enduring power of TV to tell compelling stories and connect with their audiences.
Perfectly said. And as the lines between linear and CTV continue to blur, one thing is certain. Accurate and holistic measurement is going to be absolutely crucial.
Right. What good is a golden age if you can't track if your efforts are actually panning out?
Exactly. It's not enough to just look at immediate clicks or website visits anymore. We need to understand how those TV ads, whether on linear or CTV, are impacting the entire customer journey, from those initial impressions to that final purchase. We need to connect the dots.
It all comes down to data, doesn't it? If we want to navigate this new era of TV advertising effectively, we need to become data detectives, following the clues and analyzing how our messages are landing, how they're influencing decisions, and ultimately how they're driving results.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a data-driven world, and TV advertising is no exception.
Well, there you have it, folks. TV advertising, it's not dead. It's not even on life support. It's evolving. And for those marketers who are willing to learn the ropes to embrace the power of both linear and CTV and become masters of data analysis, there's a world of opportunity out there, a golden age. Maybe? One thing is for sure, it's an exciting time to be in the game.